Don't be afraid. Where there is light, there must be a shadow. And the sun will always rise tomorrow.
You are listening to WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg, and this is the Local Zone. We're joined here this evening with the Ziggurat. Can you guys hear me in there?
Indeed.
Excellent, excellent. Well, before you guys start playing music, do you guys want to introduce yourselves real quickly?
We are the Ziggurat from Radford, Virginia. I am Dwayne Boyd. On bass, we have Steve Hammond. We have Matt Waldenville on guitar, and Starthonis Infernal on drums.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I won't take up too much of your time. If you guys would like to start playing, then go right ahead.
This is Within the Central Void. We'll be right back.
say you can use when I say it's late. I'll ignore this day. Yes, I'm the way life evolves, and alone by the sea. And I'm dying from the truth he knows, cutting reality. Reality.
That was excellent. So, I'm curious. How did you guys end up playing together as the Ziggurat?
Actually, everything was very serendipitous. My brother and I, Sir Thonis, grew up listening to all sorts of heavy metal, anything from Motley Crue to Deicide and Morbid Angel. And, of course, that ended up bringing us together to form an older band called Abnegate. And that went over well for a few years, but eventually, you know, things fell apart and we went our own separate ways, and I set aside and did the music by myself for a while, and then randomly we managed to get a show one day, and I called him up and two of my other friends and just kind of made it happen within a week and did the show. And then years later, one of our fans from way back in the day, Matt Waldenville, managed to come over just to hear us play, and he blew us away with his guitar ability. So in he came, and Steve is actually not our real bassist. He's our fill-in bassist. Huh? Our real bassist is in college right now and couldn't make it to this. Steve is definitely our savior, comes in and sweeps in and makes everything happen when we need it.
Excellent.
Yeah, the timeline on that was we started actually playing out as the Ziggurat in 1999.
Yeah, so live performances are 99.
This is our 15th year.
15 years of the Ziggurat.
Wow. So you guys got a lot of experience.
We do. This next song, though, is going out to a friend of mine, Dave Carson. This is one of his favorite songs. He's a premier Lovecraftian artist who does a lot of our artwork. Great guy. And this is a Nyarlathotep. This next song is based on a book series by Peter F. Hamilton, known as The Reality Dysfunction, also known as the Night's Dawn Trilogy. It is called The Artifact of Those Before. We'll be right back.
see an effect a thousand far. A thousand far.
Right on, right on. So you guys seem to be basing a lot of your music off of literature, I guess.
Absolutely.
Is that a frequent muse for you guys?
Actually, pretty much everything we do nowadays is based in some type of literature, whether it's ranging from H.P. Lovecraft to any type of horror or early 1900s science fiction. A lot of pulp science fiction as well.
Sweet. So how did that start becoming a commonality among your songs?
Well, our original material was based in occultism and theology and touching on ancient histories, ergo the name the Ziggurat, touching on anything ancient and primordial. But one of our guitarists, Nick Heilman, introduced me to H.P. Lovecraft when I was about 16, and I was just completely floored by it, and just the visuals he's able to give you with his detailed descriptions really haunted me, and, you know, not really gave me nightmares, but just really left a cold impact in my brain, and it was just an inevitability for it to manifest itself in the music.
Wow. Well, it's doing well.
Well, speaking of H.P. Lovecraft, this next song is based off of The Shadow over Innsmouth. It is Beyond the Reef. Go back to the book series by Peter F. Hamilton. The song's called The Dark Continuum.
whilst you guys readjust, can you let me know? I know you guys have been performing live for a really long time, or a reasonably long time, and I'm curious, what is your most memorable live performance, and why, if there is one?
Malakesh. Yeah, we got to play at Jax, now called Empire. We opened for Malakesh, Abigail Williams, Rodding Christ, and Lettrice Nocturne.
Lettrice Nocturne. Yep.
Yeah, it was a great show. We got reviewed in the Washington Times, international media. It was rather humbling. We got a really good review. Told we had militant execution.
Excellent. Excellent.
Of course, there's been plenty of comedic times as well.
A lot of local glory as well, Screamers.
Yes, lots of local glory at the place we play most often. Great crowds come out.
Excellent, excellent. Well, if you guys are prepared to continue.
Yes, this next song is based off of H.P. Lovecraft's probably most famous story, The Call of Cthulhu. Many people have touched on it in one form or another, but I wanted to approach it from a completely different angle. The segment of the story where they're in a bayou, and then the investigators come across a cult in the swamp, and they're performing a ritual. And I ask myself, what would that ritual be like? What would that sound like, and what would they say? So, going from the occultism I knew, I wrote something in what is known of chthonic language, a solomatic type summoning ritual, and named it Ea.
Ea, Ea, Ea Cthulhu, Ea, Ea, Ea relay we're gonna, Ea, Ea. Ea Cthulhu, Ea, Ea, Bungalowy Bhagawana, Ea, Ea, Ea Cthulhu, Ea, Ea, Ea Sistagorath, Ea, Ea, Ea Sistagua, Ea, Ea, Ea Gatathat! Ida Cthulhu for Dagen.
This next song was written by our original guitarist, Scott Lawson. He's also the founding member of the band In Chaos Forged, which Steve is the bassist of. Say hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Excellent. This is Midsummer Night.
Thank you.
sing out, please God, take it away.
So I'm curious, when you guys aren't rocking out together so excellently as you have been, do you guys have any other group hobbies or passions that you guys enjoy
there's
together?
There's far too many to count, really.
Oh, wonderful.
Matt and myself are two-thirds of Fresh Shroud.
Mm-hmm.
That keeps us busy when we're not gigging with the
Ziggurat. Indeed. I make short films in my spare time. I have a recording studio that I've been working with for a while. I'm the drummer, and Steve is the bassist for the band From the Grave.
All right.
So we pretty much stay busy all the time.
Say, I'm lead vocals for that
Matt's
project,
the,
too, so that keeps
me
busy.
That's
and
awesome.
As much as I hate to be a generic guitarist, if I'm not doing any of that, I'm just sitting at home writing more riffs.
Right. That's excellent.
Yeah, that never ends. And, of course, there's always endless books to read.
Mm-hmm. That of
too.
Course.
That, too.
Got to get your inspiration.
Hiking.
And B horror movies, they're always a good shot.
Yeah, and we know we draw a lot of stuff from the horror movies we watch and the science fiction movies we watch, not just literature, though. Of course, it's mostly the literature.
Can you hear me in there? I think I went out for a minute. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Anyways.
This next song is really a fan favorite. Everyone really goes nuts with this song, no matter where we play it at. It's based again off of Peter Hamilton's book, The Reality of Dysfunction. It's, the book series is about space exploration and finding that there is a twist in reality that allows spirits to come back and possess the living. And if you don't do it willingly, they'll find a way to make you do it. This song is called Usurpers of the Flesh.
Yeah.
Our sets are complete without a song about God, the serpent God.
I overcame the ordeal.
My soul is hot as steel. The sound of a sassy word. The power to be revealed. My time is now gone. And I will raise the nation one.
He is the serpent god, the darkest god.
He is the father god, he is the god.
He is the pain of the serpent beast.
He is the pain of the serpent beast.
God,
he's the father god, he is my god.
He's the way of life, the son of peace.
Here's the freedom of the summer bass.
So I see you guys are kind of positioned in a circular shape. Is this something you did on purpose or just because our studio is really small?
Studio is extremely small.
All right. Just wanted to make sure.
And hot.
I'm so sorry about that.
Crammed in the best way we could to make it happen.
Good. Well, it's working out well. Describe a little bit what your live performances entail. Anything different?
Well, you know,
lots
utilize,
more movement.
Yes, of much course. More movement. Yes. Our live performances are pretty straightforward. Set up and destroy reality.
Excellent. All right.
That's it. Sum up.
Well, you guys are doing that here, too. So.
Destroying the airwaves.
Absolutely. I know you guys got a couple more songs for us tonight.
Yeah, we have one full-length song and a shorter one after that.
Sweet.
This new, this next song is a newer song. And it's based on a nightmare I had many years ago. Lovecraft wrote a lot about his nightmares, and that's where his material came from. So instead of just mimicking his material and, you know, expanding on it slightly, I decided to go ahead and utilize the exact same thing he did and just completely go off the chart and write whole new stories loosely based off of what he did using my nightmares as well. So the song is called Horror by the Sea.
Slowly passing by.
Before you guys do your final song, is that correct?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to let us all know what your upcoming projects are? Where are you going right now?
Well, right now, like I said, I've got a studio at the house that I've been working with, studying with, and perfecting my craft. We're working on a full-length album called Lovecraftian Sonnet Occultus. It's going to be about 13 tracks. It has one of our most ambitious tracks on it. It's about 13 minutes long, all in all, called The Incident Concerning Perry Harley. I'm really, really excited about that one.
Excellent.
We got a show November 1st.
Yes, we do have a show November 1st.
It's Halloween, so...
We put on a good show.
Ooh, that is definitely a good time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But this last song, I'd really like to throw this out to everyone who, of course, comes to our shows. You know, our fan base is extremely awesome. We call them the Zig Nation. They span multiple countries, and you know, they're really diehard. They come out in droves, go completely nuts, and just, you know, wherever we play, you know, if a person can make it to our show, they'll come back over and over again, and it's truly humbling. You know, a lot of people say that you know, having someone like your music is something else, but it really, really is. To have someone tell you how much they love what you do and something, you know, something you put so much soul and effort into, I mean, humbling doesn't even begin to cover the emotion that it gives you. And I'd really like to send a special shout out to Mark Mitchell in Canada and Josh Morris, my best friend. They are an integral part of this band, and they don't even really know it. I run every idea by them. Every riff, every song title, and I pretty much wait for their approval before anything goes forward. And there's too many people to name on the air, but you know who you are, and I love all of you. You know, our families, our kids, and our fans. You mean the world to us, and this is...
This is a song we've been doing every time we finish our set since about 99.
Yeah, since about 1999. Every show we play...
Got a decade worth of play.
Yeah,
easy.
Over a decade. We play the same song at the end. And so we're going to play it on the radio. We're going to saturate the radio waves with terror. This is Torso! 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 Saturate the screen! Torso, 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 torso,
torso. It saturates the radio waves. thank everyone who tuned in tonight.
Before I let you guys go, can you go ahead and let everyone listening out there know how they can find you?
Any web search, look up Mythos Metal Madness. We've coined that phrase, and it is a direct link to what we do. Of course, we're available on Facebook as well. Be sure and look up The Ziggurat, not just Ziggurat.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. And all of you listening out there, this has been The Local Zone with the performance of The Ziggurat from Studio C, Billsville. My name is Cosette. And